One of the first awesome things the Lord did, a young couple, they had a young son by the name of Philip Anthony Wren. He was 11 years old. They came to my class and they were awestruck at what they'd heard me teach from God's Word. She said, "Our son Philip here, he's had warts all over his body since he was 3 years old. He had them in his eyes, in his nose, in his mouth, all over his neck, his chin, all over the palms of both hands, on the backs of his hands. They'd burned two big rows of warts off the back of his right hand. Big old scars were there where they burned them off, and all the warts came right back in the scars." She said, "We've done everything. We've prayed. We've taken him to the doctor. We've done everything. Nothing works." I said, "Now then, I've realized that God is a faith God, and I used to not understand what that means. But I said, since he is a faith God, I have to come to him with his word, because this book is faith." So I said, "I'm going to turn in the word of God now." After I built Philip's and his mother's and dad's faith for 2.5 hours, I turned to the little boy. "Do you believe that Jesus that I read about in this book can take those warts and scars off your body?" That little boy said, "Mr. Scrivener, after what I've heard you talk to us about this afternoon out of God's word, I believe he can do anything." Now that's what God's looking for right there. Believing that he can do anything. I said, "Son, he can. And he can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can even think or imagine, according to Ephesians 3:20. I said, "Now then, I'm going to take a promise in God's word. Jesus clearly said in Matthew 18:19, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven." Isn't that an awesome statement from the King? A blank check. I had never used that blank check, but that day I knelt in the floor, and on my knees, with them on their knees, I raised my hands and asked the Father in the name of Jesus on behalf of that promise to take all of Philip Anthony Wren's warts and scars off. And I thank the Lord. I said, "I guarantee you on the word of the living God that in a few days to a few weeks at best, Philip will not have a wart or a scar on his body because Jesus made us the promise in his word." And that's the first time I stepped out with that bold, authoritative, "I guarantee God's word." The next morning, when Philip's mother woke up, she ran in to check Philip, and all the warts on the ends of his fingers and up under his fingernails were already completely gone overnight. She was awestruck. You don't get to see a really hysterical mother in a Baptist church very often. But let me tell you, 3 weeks later, when Mama walked into church, she was charismatic. She was jumping and praising and screaming. She said, "Thurman, look. Look," she said, "I've been in church all my life. I've never seen nothing like this." Said, "Look, Philip does not have a wart on his body. Nowhere. Every one of them are gone." She said, "Look, the only thing left, those two big scars on the back of his right hand." I said, "Mama, don't stop believing God. Continue to worship him and praise him. And I guarantee you next week when you come in, Philip won't have any scars." Next Sunday morning when she walked in, she said, "Thurman, look, Philip Anthony Wren had no warts and no scars. He was completely delivered." I think our God deserves a hand for something like that. Praise the Lord. I guarantee you, he is an awesome, mighty God. But that step put me into a new realm of faith. I saw God do something I guaranteed he said he would do. And when I had learned, he said, "Whenever you ask me for anything, you must ask me in faith, nothing wavering." He said, "If you waver," in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, he said, "if you don't believe I can do what I said I can do in this book," he said, "you're double-minded and you're unstable, and let not that person think they will receive anything from me." I've come to realize that's why I used to didn't get any prayers answered. Because if I prayed, I'd say, "Oh God, if it be your will." He said, "I'm not a if it be my will God." He said, "I'm a faith God." He said, "You come to me and ask me for something in this book after what I've given you and the promises I've made you in here. You come to me and you ask me what you want according to this book, after you walked holy with your sins confessed, and then I will do it for you. No questions asked. You just do what I tell you to do." So I started praying like that for people. As I began to see the Lord do these mighty wonderful things, 5 years ago I stepped out into a new realm. You don't see many Southern Baptist deacons start a healing school. But I started a healing school in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I might have 15, 20 people there on a Saturday. I started one the second Saturday of every month. I had seen by this time so many hundreds of people healed. I had went to people's homes one-on-one. I'd go out and talk to people. I don't know how they heard about me. I guess word of mouth. That's the whole thing I know. Or God moved on their heart. And it was unfortunate. Most of them I didn't know. But somebody had called and said, "Thurman, I'm so-and-so. We heard that you teach people how to be healed. Would you come to our home? I've got a son that's sick or a wife that's sick or whatever." And I said, "Sure." So I started going. And for many years, I went one-on-one. I taught one person at a time, and I saw God do awesome miracles in the realms of healing. One day I thought, Lord, I'm cutting all these people short. I need to get in there and start a healing school. People need to know what you've taught me. And so I just said, Lord, I'm going to start a healing school. I said, I'll ask you to bring whoever you want to. And so started out 10, 15 people, and then it got up to where it's 20, 30, 40, 50. And even up now then, some of my healing schools, I have 100 there. But that's a big healing school for me, 100 people on a Saturday. I now go, this last year, I started one on the second Saturday of the month and one on the fourth Saturday of the month. I have people come from all over the world to my healing school. That's amazing. I've had people come from London, from Connecticut, from California, from Florida, all over the United States, but I never have a very big crowd, 50 to 100. But God does awesome things in the realms of healing. This last December the 26th, I just come off of a two-week fast. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I am fed up with playing church. I want to see you do something mighty. I said, I want you to increase my healing school. I want you to teach the body of Christ. I want you to show them what you've showed me. I want you to do great and mighty things. I said, Lord, in the church, we have so many people that are sick and afflicted, and we should not be there with these promises that you've showed me. I said, I want to see you do great and mighty things. The very next morning, the Lord changed me from one radio station to six. In my church, by this time, I'd started my own ministry. I had a Sunday service every Sunday. I went from a Sunday service to two Bible teachings a week, Tuesday night, Thursday night, schedule them from 7 till 9. I try to teach 2 hours on a Tuesday night and a Thursday night, and we usually start pretty close on 7, and sometimes we get through at 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, and when the last person goes home after the last question, the latest I've ever been there is 4 o'clock in the morning. That's what happens as people get healed and delivered. I've learned that people are hungry for God's Word. God's given me some great and awesome revelation, which I am so grateful for, and to see Him do all these wonderful things. And there's several people here today that I've already met that have come from one of my healing schools that have been healed. There is several of those. As I started doing this, I'm going to tell you that the greatest test that I ever encountered happened to me 2.5 years ago. This is my ultimate test of faith. God put me to the test in the most awesome way to bring me so that I could stand before you today and tell you and share with you His great and awesome power. But it was absolutely my greatest test of faith. On October the 13th, 2001, I had been married to one woman for 41 and a half years. One family, one son, one daughter, and we had a blessed life. My wife had never spent a minute in the hospital. She was 60 years old. I had only been in the hospital one time. We have had a blessed life. The Lord has really blessed us because we've been obedient to serving. We go to church, we tithe, we trained our children how to walk with God. We had no problems in our home, no problem with our children. They were wonderful children. My daughter got married when she was about 20. 10 months later, she had a little baby girl. The little girl was 3 years old. My daughter was 24 years old. And my wife and daughter got up on Saturday morning, October the 13th, and started to Brownwood, Texas, to see some of our friends for a little birthday party, some of our relatives. I had no idea that morning at 6 o'clock when my wife and daughter left, that morning would be the last day I would ever see them alive. But at 8 o'clock that morning, our enemy, the devil, stopped my wife's heart driving 70 miles an hour, and she veered into the left lane of an oncoming truck and hit an oncoming truck head-on at 70 miles an hour. It tore my wife's body all to pieces. It also tore my 24-year-old daughter's body all to pieces. And they both were DOA right there. My little 3-year-old granddaughter was strapped in the center of the back. A beautiful little 6-year-old girl, which we had raised in our home, which was like a granddaughter to me, she was also strapped in the back. I was teaching a healing school in a Baptist church in Hurst, Texas that Saturday. A police officer walked in the back door. I saw him back there, and I walked back there. I said, sir, can I help you? We had just started. He said, are you Thurman Scrivener? I said, yes, sir. He said, do you have a wife named Betty? I said, yes, sir. He said, do you have a daughter named Amanda? I said, yes, sir. He said, sir, there's been an accident. I said, are they injured? He said, sir, they're both deceased. I said, how about the two babies? He said, they care flighted them to Cook's Medical Center in Fort Worth. and both of them are in very critical condition. I said, thank you, sir. I remembered what the book of Job said when the enemy was allowed to attack his home. It said, and Job worshiped the Lord. So I didn't fall apart. I turned around and I walked up to the front, realizing I had just had the most severe attack of the enemy that I'd ever had in my life. I began to tell the congregation that was there that day what had happened, and I said, now I want us to stop and worship the King. So we did. We worshiped Him, and we praised Him for His promises. And I said, Lord, I need You to speak to me. I need You to tell me what's going on. I guess you can understand that, can't you? Here I'd been walking with Him, seeing Him heal bodies, do great and mighty things, and now then they just tell me my wife and daughter's dead and my grandbaby and a little girl like her grandbaby is probably not going to live. We don't understand these kind of things when they happen. But He wouldn't speak to me. I didn't understand why. I now do, but at that time I did not. After I worshiped and praised the King for a few minutes, probably 15 or 20 minutes, I told Him, I said, we're going to close the healing school. I'm going to load up my stuff and I'm going to get my son and I'm going to go to Cook's Medical Center and I'm going to get those two babies healed. I went home, got my son. I told him that Mama and sister were in heaven with the Lord. I said, now, son, we've got a battle on our hands. We're going to find out if we believe this book. I drove down to Cook's Medical Center and walked in and met a social worker, and she said, sir, I've got to tell you that Caitlin cannot live. I said, oh, yeah, honey, she's going to live. She said, sir, she cannot live. I said, what's wrong with her? She said, it's obvious that something cut her seatbelt, and she was slammed into the seat in front of her when the two vehicles ran head-on. She said, sir, her skull is crushed in five places. Her face is tore all to pieces. We don't even know what all's wrong with her in her chest. She's bleeding everywhere. Said her brain stem is severed. Her eyes are disconnected from her brain. Her right knee is crushed and her left leg is broken in two places. Now you're going to find out if you're a man of faith. I walked into that hospital room with this magnificent Bible in my hand. I walked up there and looked at that little three-year-old girl. I could not even tell it was my granddaughter.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. This program originally aired in 2004 at an Advanced Training Institute conference in Big Sandy, Texas. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled God's Power, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.